Casino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06. Glad you're with us today. Looks like this is getting a little overcast. I don't know if it's supposed to rain today or not. I don't know.
Rain all week.
Yeah.
And we're down on the water table. We need some more rain.
I gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you for that weather update.
Glad to help.
Pigskin preacher Chuck Monahan.
Filling in for Melinda Mayo here.
Pinnacle Church of Christ.
Girl.
And if you don't have a church home, go check out Pinnacle Church of Christ.
Come on over. Good things are happening at Pinnacle. I'd love to have you.
Yeah, everybody's very nice over there, and you got our buddy Randy Allison who leads the music and always dresses to the tee, and got some great former great quarterbacks that are in their 80s and 90s over there.
You got FH Lyons,
yes,
and Tom Fowler,
yeah,
and all these legends of the game.
And you got Wally Hall over there.
Wally's over there. Kevin McReynolds.
Yeah, I saw Kevin last time I was there. Yeah, it's a great congregation, and you always do a good job.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Yeah.
Very kind.
All right, so coming up here in the next hour, we're going to visit with Ken McCosial here in just a second, talk baseball, and then 9:30 we're talking to the Hall of Famer Mark May about another Hall of Famer, Monty Coleman, who passed away yesterday. One of the greatest football players to ever come out of the state of Arkansas. He was a man. He looked the part, physical. One of the most impressive physical specimens that ever played the game in the NFL. Mark May will tell you that.
That's saying something.
Yeah, yeah. And he played in the league for 16 years, I think, and led the NFL in tackles 1 year, was a Pro Bowler multiple years. Obviously the greatest player to play at UCA, if not the greatest, one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And he, along with Scottie Pippen, achieved the greatest success on the next professional level.
That just shows you, if you're a great athlete, the professional
will find you. Yeah.
They will find you.
Also, too, that Murin, I'm getting more and more people are texting me about the Murin kid. So he's got he's 7 foot. He's got a 7'4" wingspan. So he's like,
he's very long.
He's like Wembanyama. Is he sort of like that?
Not quite that.
We haven't had any chance to talk any NBA basketball. Well, Christian, when he came to this show, he goes, I'm gonna miss my NBA because I know.
Well,
basketball.
This is the
NBA
the
show.
NBA show. Okay, so you've helped with that. Were you shocked as I was that Wemby even played?
I thought they were going to hold him out for a few games. I don't think he should have played.
I didn't either. I thought they're going to win this series anyway. Let him rest a little bit.
Let's bring in our man, shortstop Camden Kozel, if we will, there, Christian.
Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kozel. Kozel hit .333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Good morning, Camden.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, buddy. Thanks for jumping on with us. Before we get to baseball talk, I had a buddy of mine say, hey, make sure and ask Camden how his fishing outing was this weekend. So, did you get a little fishing in yesterday?
Heck yeah. We went fishing yesterday. A group of guys, about five of us, five players, and we went bass fishing kind of down by Stuttgart.
Yes.
And it was a heck of a time. It was a lot of fun. It's good to spend time with teammates, good to get closer with them, and just have a good time fishing.
Well, I think one of the guys that might have been one of your guides or hosts was one of my old football teammates. His name is Gerald Jones, and Gerald was a tough-nosed defensive lineman for the Razorbacks back in the 80s with me, Camden, and just a kind of guy that, you know, when you line up, I know you played football, obviously in high school, that you can count on him that he was going to fight and claw and, you know, just tough nose. And anyway, he goes around and he helps manage a lot of these big, giant lakes that are privately owned, and he's an expert in that. He's done them in Arkansas. He's done them in Georgia. So I had a funny feeling when he said, yeah, ask Al Camden how his fishing went. I had a funny feeling that maybe you'd come down here to fish. Now, the one thing he had promised me, You know, I'm an old Panama City, Florida guy, and so I used to catch a lot of speckled trout growing up, Camden. But my I've never caught a double digit bass, and so that's my deal.
Oh.
I want to catch a. Now he's got you may be fishing the same like I did, and I caught about 4 or 5 that were 5 pounds or something like that. But we did not hit the 10. Did you get close to a double digit bass yesterday?
Do you want to hear me tell a fishing story, or do you want me to tell the truth? Because it's two separate things.
Yeah, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
No, never got close to double-digit fish, but, heck, I caught a lot of really big fish, and they're really healthy. And the average size of the fish in the pond was well above what I'm used to fishing.
Yes.
It's a good time. It's good to spend time with teammates.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. That's fun that you could. That was a nice little drive to get down there, but I'm sure it was worth it. You know what? We've got Pigskin Preacher Chuck Monin with us today. And one of the challenges, Chuck, in talking with Camden each week, the last time we talk on Mondays, so he's played 4 games. You know, it's different than football where you got
one game.
Or basketball you got 2.
Yeah, which of the 4 you want him
to
talk
and so,
about?
You know, I forget about, let's go back real quick. Y'all got a little revenge on Missouri State. You had a good game there. I know you had a home run that one. You beat them 12-4. So that had to be nice. That was something I think you really had to win. It was at home and it was, as you mentioned, you talked about this. You said, their RPIs I think was higher than y'all's, and it was really important. And you only got after them, so let's at least acknowledge that game first.
Yeah, of course, that was a great game. It was a great team win for us at home. It was a beautiful night. Missouri State's a really good baseball team, and we beat them. That was a good game for us. Our pitchers pitched well, our hitters hit well, and it was just a really big win. And then the series win in Missouri was really good too.
Yeah, you come back. I think you had another home run. I think it was the second game. You win the first game 5-4. You get the series win on Friday. You get win that one 6-0. I think that's when you had the home run. And then I always wondered about that third game. Mentally, it's always tough to And the other team wants to make sure they're not swept. And so Missouri got the best of you. The bats went sort of cold on Saturday. But you guys still win the series.
Yeah, I mean, it's an SEC road series win, and that's something that's important, but of course we wanted to win 3 games. Not satisfied, have a little fire in our bellies this upcoming week, and I mean, we just got to take that in this upcoming week. We had a sore feeling in our mouth walking away from Columbia.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's the game of baseball. You're going to lose games, and you're going to play weird, and It's just the way it is. You just got to keep getting better, keep working hard, and play the next week.
We're visiting with Camden Kojal, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Sort of weird this week. You got 2 midweek games against the same opponent, Northwestern State. That's Tuesday, Wednesday. Then you got Ole Miss in Fayetteville, which is, it's always fun to beat them. So I don't know why you guys are playing 2 games, but I guess it doesn't matter to you. Hey, more the merrier, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love playing baseball. I know everyone else does, so. That'll be a fun little series. They're a good team. I think they're leading the conference right now, Northwestern State, and it'll be a fun 2-game series, and then play Ole Miss, and that'll be really fun. I always love playing Ole Miss, and it'll be fun to play them at home.
Yeah, you've talked about that before, Pigskin. I've asked him, which of the teams you really enjoy playing, and I remember you said LSU, but I remember Ole Miss was one of those ones. For whatever reason, maybe the way they play ball or whatever, that it's a team you love going against each year.
Yeah, I mean, I played them every year I've been in college, and they're just a fun team to play against. Bianca's a good coach. They have good players. I mean, it's a good baseball school, and it's fun beating them. So that's what we're going to do this weekend.
So I have a question. I'm a huge Razorback baseball fan. Listen to Phil and Bubba do the games all the time. Best sport for the radio in history.
Right.
So is it Cam or is it Camden?
You don't know the story.
So I'm assuming your mother impressed herself into the whole situation.
Yes, she did.
See, I have a mother like this too. So this might help a little bit. I'm a little older than you. My name is Charles.
Yeah.
But nobody calls me Charles. Oh. Everybody calls me Chuck. Or they call me Pigskin. My mother doesn't like Chuck, and she hates Pigskin. She still calls me Charles. So is your mother driving the bus on Camden?
Mama won that this year.
Is that what that is?
My mom is very soft-spoken and sweet, and she very rarely ever says anything that hurts feelings. But She said at the beginning of the year, she called me Camden. And I don't know how it started, but I think I told someone on the flex department, like I wrote down my name as Camden for something. And they're like, oh, you want to be called Camden this year? And I was like, well, that's what my mom said, so let's see that.
Son, do I identify with this more than anybody in the state? I got a mom like that, too. So
it's funny. I picked up on it early on, and we asked him, I think, the first week. And Phil, they're very clear. It's always Camden. You know, sometimes in texting back and forth or leaving a message, I'll say Cam. But, yeah, Mama wins. Mama always wins. So that's the
Mama called him Camden. I'm going to call him Camden. So there we go. That's good.
I don't know how much you are a student of the game of baseball, Camden, but today is the birthday of Babe Ruth, this National Babe Ruth Day. Obviously, you have Ohtani now that you hear comparisons. And the first guy to do that, really the only guy to do that, to what Ohtani's doing, was Babe Ruth. You know much about Babe at all? Have you ever studied about his history and sort of the kind of guy, crazy guy he was?
Well, I've never read a total book about him, but, I mean, growing up, my family really liked the Yankees. Right. Always liked the Yankees and the Royals, so loved Babe Ruth stuff. I loved him in The Sandlot. I loved him in all the baseball movies.
Yes.
I loved watching him hit balls in his little stance. He had a little really narrow stance, and obviously, there's that movie about him. I think it's just called The Babe.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember watching that movie as a kid. So
John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman. So, you know, the deal we were talking, he reminds me, if you had a comparison, John Daly's a good buddy of mine. I went to school with John, and John's on our show each week. And John's sort of that same personality. Doesn't care, got a belly, doesn't look like the greatest athlete, loves to party, the women chase him. And back in the 20s, Camden, you know, it was the biggest sport in America by far.
He was the most famous person in the country.
The most famous person, that's right. And that's why his name still to this day, you know, it's not just... And he changed the game of baseball. He was the first long ball hitter. And then nobody's seen any home runs like that and those kind of totals.
He hit 59 home runs when the next team... Only hit a combined 20.
Yeah, they had never seen that.
They'd never seen a player.
And that's why the Ohtani stuff is so crazy. The fact that the Babe Ruth was a great pitcher, too. And then
we just World Series pitching records that lasted for 40, 50
years. Yeah, you don't see, you know, in this day and age, you don't see that happen. That's why the Ohtani is such a freak show. But anyway, just wanted to share that with you today was Babe Ruth. I love the fact that, hey, however you learn about Babe Ruth, through movies, whatever, it doesn't matter. That's the legend of the Bambino. That's right. Well, listen, hey, thanks for jumping on with us as always, Camden. Get after Northwestern and also Ole Miss, and we'll talk to you next week. Keep winning, buddy.
Keep hitting those taters, brother.
Yes. Heck yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right, go Hawks. Thanks, Camden. Camden Kozel, outstanding young man. Going to be, I don't know, once his baseball career is done, he's going to be a super dude.
If they ever put any of my stuff in the paper again, I wrote one recently about listening to Phil and Bubba doing Razorbacks ball games.
They are the best.
It's one of my favorite things about living in the state of Arkansas. I love that.
That combo, and I've known Phil forever. Phil's a major league guy. He could do major league baseball.
He's tremendous.
And then
you throw
in Bubba, and Bubba's really good too. Bubba's entertaining. Yeah, Christian, I don't know how much you listen to. Do you listen to much baseball at all?
Yeah, they are
really good together. And it, you know, sometimes it's chemistry when you just have that kind of chemistry. Mm-hmm. You know, Bubba was a really great baseball player at Arkansas. He's a Hall of Famer up there, and it's just they are so good together.
Yeah.
And so
I can't imagine any college having a better broadcast team than Elson and Carpenter. I can't either.
You know, there's some guy that's been doing it for 50 years and is 90 years old that does it. But they are really good together. And Kozel is just such an outstanding young man and always positive. And so we'll see what happens. You know, it was you think sometimes the bats just go, they disappear. Like, golly, you know, it's
baseball. The team that wins the World Series is going to lose 60 games.
That's why I'm still not concerned. I'm still not giving up hope that they can go deep. They can make
when
a deep
run. When you get hot, at what time? And
it depends on who you got in your region or whatever.
They still got a puncher's chance to do something.
I got a chance too to watch the softball team in person. Two things I want to make an observation about. I got a chance to watch the softball team in person as they beat Missouri Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
and got a chance to meet our girl, Ella McDowell, third base, and just wave at her. Christian, you know what we were talking about. Don't be, you know, you get some dude spot, you know, who's this dude staring at me? So I think she figured it out. I don't know if I had any, waved at her, and I can't remember if I said Morning Mayhem. I just waved at her. I might have said that, hey, David Bowles, Morning Mayhem. But I tell you, you're talking about some impressive-looking athletes. Holy cow. There's some, you know, they're just, you know, she's not the biggest girl, but they've got some really tall, lanky athletes. And then, of course, they win that game. Ella has a great game. Then I go, and the next day I'm with Scotty Thurman, and the volleyball players walk up. Holy cow. I think the volleyball players are taller than our basketball team.
They're big.
You know, his daughter is a volleyball player, Ramona. Is that Ramona?
Hard to coach size, as they say, Bad.
Yeah, oh my gosh, they are unbelievably tall. And so anyway, just so we forget how that some of these athletes on the women's side are not just, you know,
in the 70s, who was one of the best volleyball players on the planet? One Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Chamberlain Hall of Fame. Tremendous at volleyball. Yeah.
So this is what I want to know. Which is more popular with women's sports now? I know in high school, volleyball has really become popular. I know dance and cheer is super popular. I know soccer in Arkansas what is the hottest sport for women today coming out of high school into college?
That's a good question. A lot of these girls like playing volleyball. I'll make a true confession. Volleyball is one of my least favorite sports to watch. Not because it's not brilliant or balletic or they're athletic or they can fly through the air. I like all those things. It's so frenetic. I can't relax. It's just so intense.
Yeah.
I like things that are a little bit more laid back about this. That's why I like baseball so much. Exactly. But the girls like volleyball a lot, but it's so hyper competitive.
Romani Thurman is, I don't think I said the wrong name. But anyway, she's a volleyball player. But the other softball. So I didn't get to softball.
You heard what Patty Gasso said about the Razorbacks.
Yeah, he said it's a World Series team.
That's a college World Series team.
So is women's softball bigger than women's soccer? Is it bigger than women's volleyball? Or I don't think so. Huh?
I would think so.
It is to me. When the women get to Oklahoma City, I will watch games all the time. I don't know.
We're biased because we have a softball player on every year. And
sure.
Mary Half. We've had Hannah Gamble, Bree Ellis, and now Ella McDowell. And so the thing about it is it's everything's so tight. It's a fun sport to watch, but I haven't spent a lot of time watching volleyball, and I've got parents and everybody's just said volleyball is off the chart too.
It's a great sport.
Now and then soccer. Listen, the Razorback soccer program.
They're good.
And I'm not, of course, I'm making this to be about Razorbacks. It could be anybody, but just trying to figure out what is the most popular sport. So anyway, it's just a reminder when I got up there to think, man, there's a lot of. You know, give me meat. You know, I'm a man. Give me meat. You know, I want to play football. But there's so many other great sports out there.
You guys deserve a lot of credit. You're really the first show at the station that's been bringing these NIL girls in.
Yeah,
to do interviews,
and it's been fun.
That's
and
great.
If they just get over the, I'm like, what you're saying. If they can just get over the hump, this could be the year they
get
do
to
it.
The World Series. This
yeah,
year.
They just got to have a little help on the pitching. But they've got the bats to do it.
Boy,
you watch how good that Oklahoma is, but anyway, that's something new. And then my dad used to play fast pitch softball, and I grew up playing fast pitch softball.
It was a big sport in Flint.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah,
man.
For men. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. You know, in the old day, Christian, you had slow pitch for women. And I remember when that was some programs didn't change it first to slow pitch.
Also had half court basketball.
Oh,
for women.
You did.
Couldn't cross
you did. How about that?
My wife was a defensive specialist and couldn't shoot a lick. And I said, well, they didn't let you shoot. You had to stop at half court and hand the ball to somebody.
And weren't there only three players on each side?
Yeah,
is that the way
three
it was?
On each. Three on three. That's what they called it.
And that was in our lifetime. This was only a few years ago.
Well, they said, the regular game is just too, too exhausting
too
for the women, folks.
Too stressful.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's a little insulting.
Think about that. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? 661-1037. I will go and check our Middleton Heaton Air text line in just a second. Let's take a break. We'll come back and visit with... Mark May to talk about Monty Coleman. Mark May's a great guy, too. You talk about a guy still in great shape as Mark May. Holy cow.
Mark May's a national treasure.
Yeah, he really is. This is our Max Hill Nightingale. And found out this song was number one in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me. How old are you, Pixian?
62.
Yeah, we're both the same age. For us, Christian, I vividly remember
bicentennial year.
Yeah, being in my car, being at school, and this song was on, and just this was the music of our generation in those 70s growing up.
I remember this song from that year, and also the Bellamy Brothers' "Let Your Love Flow."
Yeah,
those are two big hits in 76.
Yeah, we'll take it to break on that. 661-1037. I'm doing my best with my. I'm having to scan everything on my phone. I'm so irritated. I realize I need a computer. I may just buy another one today.
You need to.
Oh, my gosh, my phone's dead. My phone's dead. That's all I need.
Got to buy a computer.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
Well, I don't want to buy, and I don't want to buy a real expensive one because this one will be fixed. I just need a backup of, you know. Listen, they had one called a Neo. It's a new Mac. It's $500, $550. And I would have bought it yesterday, but they only had two colors, yellow and pink. I just can't do it.
Gotta go black.
I don't want to answer for the next year about my pink and
you're the man in black.
All right, don't go away. 9:30.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Thursday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Sports Center.
The NFL draft wrapped up over the weekend. Four Razorbacks were selected, the most since 2016, when five were selected. The first Arkansas player off the board was Friday night when the Seahawks took defensive back Julian Neal in the third round, 99th overall. Then in the fourth round, the Raiders selected running back Mike Washington, 122nd overall. Offensive lineman Fernando Carmona was drafted by the Titans, 142nd overall in the fifth round. And the last Razorback selected was quarterback Taylen Green, who went in the sixth round, 182nd overall. He's the first Arkansas quarterback to be drafted since Brandon Allen in 2016. Several Arkansas players who went undrafted have already got deals as undrafted free agents. Cornerback Connie Walker is with the Bills. Defensive lineman Cam Ball and wide receiver Taylen Sharp both went to the Colts. Offensive lineman Corey Robinson went to the Bengals. Xavier Sory was picked up by the Raiders. And tight end Rohan Jones has signed a deal with the Rams. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A 30% chance of rain showers today, warm and breezy with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Some storms tonight are expected to be severe. So, today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. Tomorrow, more rain and thunderstorms, possibly severe. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
The 22nd annual Double B's BBQ benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas and North Louisiana is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas competing for the coveted BBQ Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd annual Double B's BBQ May 9th, brought to you by Oaklawn Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Special thanks to Jazz Camper Rental and Arkansas Golf and Power Sports. Get your tickets at BuzzBQ.com.
Hey folks, Roger Scott here. And yes, I know you hear me promoting many of our beloved clients on the bus, and they are all special and dear to me. So to all of those clients, I say thank you. In fact, my wife thanks you as well, along with our Amazon delivery person who comes by the house daily because of you. But let me tell you about a client that's been near and dear to my heart for over the past decade. A very special client who's become a friend to me and my family over the years. In fact, they've become like family too. Yep, that's right. Of course, I'm talking about Gravely Mowers. I've been a proud Gravely owner for years, and I've used everything of theirs from the 21-inch push mower to their 72-inch commercial unit, including my favorite, the ZT Heavy Duty 60-inch. And now is the best time to get the brand new Gravely of your choice too. Why do you ask? How about 0% interest over 48 months? Now you're interested? Sure you are. So join the Gravely family if you hadn't already by stopping at your local Gravely dealer today, like Hoco Turf in West Little Rock or Stockton Power Equipment in Sheridan.
Didn't meet your goals in January? At Low T Center, they're extending their free testosterone testing. No risk, no commitments, just answers. Low T Center also works with most insurance plans and continues to be the most trusted name in the TRT industry. Book your appointment today at LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price. You're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget, but most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 2nd at the Conway Expo Hall, presented by Joe's Garage, Hearns Superior Alignment, Mid-State Transmission, and Weber Automotive Repairs. New this year, best of show for car and truck, $1,000 Visa gift card to each winner.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Christian says, you ask, I deliver.
Christian's brilliant.
It is a great song.
Yeah, it is so good.
Right, it's 9:32 here at Morning Mayhem. Pixie and Preacher Chuck Monahan hanging out today. When we get through with Mark, you've got a story to tell us, right?
Oh, I got a great story from yesterday.
Yeah, the our man Randy Allison, who does double duty. He leads music there at Pinnacle Church of Christ, and he's also... number one listener here. At,
this happened at while Randy was singing the song before I got up to preach, and we were all laughing so hard. I quit singing. I couldn't sing anymore because I was laughing, and Randy was struggling to sing, but he had to kind of do it. But it was, we'll enlighten everybody in a couple of minutes. This is one of those church hilarity moments.
Let me give you a try that one number one more time, and I'm going to give you another one to try. I'm going to show you that one just to make sure that's the same one you have. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Got a chance to watch the, for those who just tuned in, I got a chance to get up and watch the Justin Moore concert and did not get a chance to watch the full spring practice, but I've seen a lot of the highlights. And again, I think they did all what was expected. The question is just do we have the horses to compete against the best teams on our schedule? So
man, it's tough without the players. He's going to have to get a couple of years probably to bolster his roster.
I will tell you this: he said everybody who's been around him likes what he has to say, and you know he's got a little edge to him too. I don't know if you know if you listen to him, he'll drop a damn or a hell. Just to sort of feel like, hey, not that you have to do that or that's important, but you hear that little, oh, he's not so goody-two-shoe that he will never drop, a word like that. So he's got a little bit of an edge to him because he's so nice. You want to make sure, all right, listen, you can be nice, but I want to know that you've got an edge to you,
too. Is he going to be a killer on Saturday?
Yeah, and I think yesterday, some of the folks for Saturday saw that he had it's a different kind of vibe than Sam, because Sam was a laid-back guy in his, 60s, and here's a guy in his 40s who's a little bit more high energy.
Listen, I'm not a fan of Bielema at all. I didn't like him when he was in the Big Ten. I didn't like him here, and I don't like him now that he's back in the Big Ten. But I'll say this. He had some teams that
No question, he did.
If he would have just finished
two games. You're up by 21 in both those games.
I still can't believe he couldn't hold those games.
I know, it makes me sick.
When you got somebody down, finish him. It's just like the Karate Kid. Finish him.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass hotline and talk to our Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline. Talk to our buddy Mark May, who has Pigskin. Say, what did you say, Pigskin, about?
Mark May is a national treasure.
How about that? Now, you can't get a better introduction than being a national treasure, Mark. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing, guys? I've had better weeks, but things happen.
Yeah, listen, you have not just before we get into Monty Coleman, it was, who were you? Of course, we lost Coach Holtz a few weeks ago, which obviously you and I shared that
Barry
bond. And then who was the other person besides Lou? There was another person you lost too, right?
Yes, Barry Wilburn played with us with the Redskins. Sonny Jurgensen, he was always around. He did our games. He played for the Redskins, obviously a Hall of Famer. Running back Randy McMillan, teammate at Pitt. Hasn't been a good run this year for me in the last couple of months, but I pray for those guys and their families, and hopefully things will get better for him.
Let's talk about Monty Coleman for those that don't know. You know, a lot of people in Arkansas do have heard the name Monty Coleman. We know he grew up in Pine Bluff and played football at UCA, and you know about UCA, and they've got a really good football program now. And back then, I think he was I think it was a draft choice in the 11th round back when they had 11 rounds. And he was the first player, if I'm not mistaken, taken in the NFL draft from UCA. And he goes on to play for the Redskins and is a Hall of Famer Redskin. What is your memory of the first time you ran across Monty Coleman?
First time I saw Monty in the locker room, it was like one of those guys. It's like you looked at him, he had huge, broad shoulders and a tiny waist. I was like, God dog, what position is that guy playing? Then you saw him on the field at practice, and it was like, man, I know why they call this guy Soup. It's short for Superman.
Yes.
Because he could do everything. He could run, he jumped like a deer, sideline to sideline, come up and hit you. He could cover wide receivers. This guy did everything on the football field. That's why he played so long. He played 16 years in the NFL.
Yep.
So for a guy to play, you know, even as a kicker, 16 years is a heck of a long career in the NFL.
Did he come in one year before you? Is that right?
Yeah, he was there before me, and he was there after I left, and I spent 10 years there. One thing I remember about Monty, soft-spoken guy, great heart, great person. And I know everybody says it about everybody after they pass, but he was just a fun-loving guy, but he was just a really quiet guy. And it was one of those things, he loved to go fishing. I had a farm in Clifton, Virginia, and he used to come out to my farm because I had a small pond, but I had a stream that would go through it and into the pond. He would come out, and he would fish every once in a while with me. I would be, like, out of town, come back in town and see Monty's truck parked in my driveway because he was out back in the pond fishing in my house, and I didn't even know he was there. But he was just one of those guys that just loved to fish and relax and have good times, and boy, what a heck of a player. Played in all four Super Bowls and won three of them for the Washington Redskins, and, you know, he was just one of those guys that was always there, and he seemed like every time we needed a big play defensively, Monty would come up with one. And he had such a great career, and I'm just blessed and happy that I was fortunate enough to play with him.
Yeah, he I think it was 1980 I read where he led the NFL in tackles, and obviously was all pro several years. I'm blank on the defense y'all ran. So was he a traditional inside linebacker? Was he an outside sort of?
He was a will linebacker.
Okay, he was a will linebacker.
He could play stub also, but he played mostly will because he was so fast he could run anything down.
Yeah.
And Monty was one of those guys. He was Bobby Bethard, our general manager, had a knack for finding guys from small schools.
Sure.
Daryl Green.
Yeah.
Monty Coleman. Barry Wilburn. Clint Didier. All these guys are from small schools that you wouldn't even recognize. Portland State, schools like that. But he would have a knack for finding that guy that would fit in the NFL and play, and not just play, but play for a long time in the NFL and have great success. And Monty was one of those guys because he did it for an awful long time, and he did it at such a high level.
Yeah, 16 years at linebacker is crazy. I mean, that is so impressive. Who else was on that? You know, I remember more of the offense of those Redskin teams. Of course, Steve Cox was a buddy of ours as a Razorback, and he's here in Arkansas. Of course, we knew about Monty, but who else on that defense should I remember from those Super Bowl teams?
Dave Butts.
Oh, yeah, Dave Butts.
Daryl Grant.
Purdue.
Grant.
Dexter Manley.
Charles Mann.
Yep.
Neil Okowitz. Daryl Green.
Yep.
It's like Art Monk on the offensive side. I can go on and on with so many great players that we had on the defensive side of the ball, but the offense got all the recognition because we were the Hogs. We won the Super Bowl. We ran the football. Counter three was our main thing as an offense that we hung our hat on. And then we had like Theismann to win a Super Bowl. Then we had Doug Williams that won a Super Bowl, the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. And all of a sudden you had Mark Rippon win a Super Bowl. So Joe Gibbs was able to do it with multiple quarterbacks, which a lot of people don't give him credit for. And if you look at both sides of the ball, Richie Pettibone was our defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He played a long time in the NFL.
Yeah, you think about it, too, obviously the Arkansas connections there with Joe Gibbs, who was there's one of the reasons there's a Frank Broyles Award, that Joe Gibbs was under Frank Broyles, and Don Breaux was as well, so a cool connection there. The part about Monty, and then, of course, from there, Marky decides, he finishes his career, decides to get into coaching, and spent, my Lord, I want to say 15 years at UAPB, both as an assistant and a head coach. And his demeanor, as you mentioned, was always really cool. I mean, he was really great, laid-back guy, very nice. I'm sure he wasn't laid-back on the field, but just really seemed to be a real genuine guy.
He definitely was. Very knowledgeable about the game of football and could relate to people in his own way. And that's one of the things I always remember about Monty. He always had this snicker that he used to smile about things. And you know, he was laughing on the inside because it was something that you did on the field, or he got you on a play. Like, you come down the block, or you go out and concentrate to try to kick him out, and he'd, like, take a step upfield and come back under, and you whiff him, and he'd, like, just turn around and like give you this like wry smile. It's like, all right, I got you next time. You may be smaller and quicker than me, but I'm going to figure out a way to get you. He was that type of player on the practice field, and when he got in games, he was just such a great player and such a great leader for the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, it's, you know, and the other part of it, and I tell you, my mind, I cannot remember. So he went into the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame last year, which is same place where Willie Rofe came out of, Torrey Hunter, so many great, Don Hudson, they produced so many great athletes. And I want to say, I'm trying to think, Mark, if he, the person in charge, Jeff Gross, probably going to shoot me, because I want to say I thought I saw him there in a wheelchair last year. And I remember hearing he was not doing good. I can't remember if I got down and said hello to him or not. But obviously, 68, he'd been dealing with some health issues. This was not something that came out of nowhere. Is that correct? Is this something he'd been fighting for quite a while?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I was on the phone with Daryl Grant yesterday, and we were talking yesterday, and he just said he's been sick for a while. And I said, well, we need to get a hotline between us, guys, because for some bad reason, you know, guys are going left and right here. We need to get a hotline between all those former players that stay in touch with each other and find out how each other's doing, because you think you can do it through, like, the NFL Alumni or the NFL Retired Players Association. It's really not enough. Joe Gibbs used to have an event each year in North Carolina where he'd bring everybody in from the Super Bowl teams and Super Bowl years, and everybody could get together for some camaraderie, have some fun, catch up and do business. We did that for about 5 or 6 years, and then that ended. But I think the older players get now, I think it's more important for them. We should probably start doing something like that again.
Yeah, that you're exactly right. It was good to see you at Coach Holtz's funeral. I thought that was a – I don't think we've had you on the show since then. I thought it was a great tribute to Coach Holtz. And, I mean, it was so crazy, Chuck. I don't know if I told you. I mentioned it on the air. So we're walking out of the this church, this beautiful, you know, Catholic church, mm-hmm. on the campus of Notre Dame, and we're going to walk to the gravesite. And, of course, it's snowing. You know, and we're walking, and you see this big, large group leaving the church, and the hearse has the coffin, and then there's a band playing, I think, Notre Dame music or whatever, and then you get to the graveside, and it's, you know, a stone's throw from Rockne. Anyway, I just in my mind, I thought Coach Holtz would probably be pleased with, although probably wish it wasn't quite so cold for everybody, but it would just, the setting would just seem to be historic in nature and something Coach Holtz would like.
He loved that school. Man, he loved that school.
He and his wife, Beth, both are buried at that cemetery.
Yep, yep.
That day was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful service. I think the family did a phenomenal job. The music was phenomenal. The way it was presented, I think it was outstanding. The respect of all the people that came there for former players, former teammates, former coaches, and just fans in the Notre Dame family. And you're right, we were walking down, I was walking with Reese and his wife, Lee, and all of a sudden the snow starts coming harder. It starts coming harder, almost step by step, Baz. Remember that? It was almost snowing sideways.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And Reese leans over to me, he goes, you know, Dr. Lou's up there laughing his butt off, then I got you guys one final time.
That's right. So that was good. And then I was going to tell you, Mark, you know, Mark's been so kind. You know, Chuck does our prayer every year, and both for the Touchdown Club and the Broyles Award. Of course, Mark, we have him at the Broyles Award every year, and got a chance this past week, last Thursday, to take the Broyles Award trophy up to Indiana. It was the Indiana spring game, and present that in front of their crowd, their spring game. Of course, it was the same night that Mendoza goes number one, so there was a great buzz, you know, around the stadium and around the program. But Bryant Haynes, you know, won it this year, Mark, if you remember. Did you guys see the little tit for tat with Ty Simpson from Alabama and Bryant Haynes? Did you guys see that?
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I caught that. It was like, come on, guys.
If you get dragged like that, you probably shouldn't say anything demeaning about the people that drag you.
And normally coaches don't get involved, and I'm sort of glad Bryant Haynes said, I think the first word he said, adorable. He said adorable.
Oh,
he said
sweet.
He said, because I guess Simpson said we knew every play, we knew everything that you were doing, and so Bryant Haynes tweets out, adorable. We knew everything that you were doing. That's why you didn't gain a yard or whatever.
Yeah, if you knew everything, why'd you score all the 3 points?
I just had never seen a defensive coordinator, and I really like him, Mark. I think he's going to be a head coach after next year. He's just too good of a guy, too sharp, too intense. Look what he's done. I'll be shocked if him and Heatherman, the defensive coordinator at Miami, I think he's head coach material. The guy at Texas Tech also. I mean, I think this group just had a lot of, to me, head coach material with them.
Definitely so. Within the next year, they'll definitely be head coaches, particularly with all the success that they've had. If they continue to have that success, they'll definitely be head coaches. But, you know, it's just funny when you bring all these coaches every year for the Broyles Award and you sit back and it's almost like, verbatim. It's like, that guy's going to be a head coach.
Yeah.
That guy has to be head coach. Within the next 2 years, they're all head coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's well, amazing the talent that you guys bring in for the Broyles every year.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think there's five NFL coaches that have been to Little Rock or been now in Hot Springs. Five coaches that are coaching NFL teams. Pretty crazy.
Well, my Michigan boys got lucky hiring Whittingham because he was kind of pushed out because his heir apparent was already on staff.
Yeah. Well,
another Broyles guy.
Yeah, I just went blank on his name. His new head coach at Utah because...
Scally.
Morgan Scally. Yeah. So, yeah, and we were talking about Munkin at Cleveland and Jesse Minter at Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And then at Buffalo from LSU, Brady. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so anyway, yeah. But it's... would you come to Arkansas for the funeral service? Have they announced any details on that yet, Mark?
I haven't heard anything yet. Just on a text chain with everybody else, and usually with these things, it's kind of slow going the first couple of days because people are kind of in shock, even though if they're prepared for it. Then things will finally pick up. Probably this week, sometime we'll probably get some information on it.
Yeah, I definitely think if you had to look at it, and he's in the, we have mentioned the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame, but he's in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. He's in the Washington Redskin Hall of Fame, I would imagine, too. It's interesting, Mark. During the banquet Saturday night down in Pine Bluff, somebody came up to me. I don't know if it was Jeff or somebody else who just said, hey, listen, there is a push to try to help get Monty Coleman in the NFL Hall of Fame. I don't know if he qualifies. I don't know what it takes to get in the you know that better than I do. But it's interesting they were talking about that I know this much from a accomplishment standpoint. You know, Willie Rofe has got a gold jacket, and he's, what, 13 Pro Bowls, which is just nutso. And I know this much, whether, you know, regardless of the talk about the gold jacket, he's the most successful in terms of Super Bowl rings of anybody to come out of the state of Arkansas. I can't think of anybody else who's got three Super Bowl rings. Well, there might be somebody, but it might be the kid out of Malvern. I can't think. I just went blank on his name.
Well, and think, two of the greatest players in Redskins history are Arkansas kids. You got Monty Coleman, and who's the other one? Bobby Mitchell.
Yeah, Bobby Mitchell.
Mitchell was a legend.
Yeah, Bobby Mitchell.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dan Hampton wins the Super Bowl, one of the great teams of all time. So, but anyway, the main point is just saying, as you mentioned, Mark, 16 years, what an amazing accomplishment.
Tremendous.
Three Super Bowl rings, and then they obviously had a nice career, helping UAPB. So, thanks for jumping on with us, Mark. Always appreciate it. Sorry that it seems like the last few times we've talked, it's all about somebody that's passing. But it also reminds us, life's a vapor. And I got to enjoy the time we have with each other. And appreciate you, man. You're the best.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you coming on. And listen, about a high note. Tell Taylen Green he can get a shot at quarterback. Todd will give him a shot. But go to wide receiver. You'll play a dozen years in the NFL and maybe be a Hall of Famer.
All right.
6'6", long wings.
I know.
Jump out of the roof.
I know.
43 vertical. Runs a 4.3 and change 40. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Who's going to cover him in the red zone?
I know.
Who's going to cover him on 3rd and 3?
Yeah,
you don't have a defensive back that's over 6'1".
Yeah, he is dead set on doing the quarterback, and I'm not sure that Cleveland's the best place to try to get that started. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, he's one gifted dude physically for sure.
There was another.
What he
former...
can do is what Jackie Sherrill did to me. Jackie said, "I'll give you the opportunity to play defense." First training camp of my rookie year, my freshman year at Pittsburgh, I played defense for the first practice. Second practice, I was an offensive line. Never went back to defense. But he did give me that opportunity to play
defense.
So
what we got, Hugh Green and Ricky Jackson? We need you on the offensive line.
It all worked out. All right, Mark. Thanks again, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right,
you're the best.
Guys, take care.
All right. Let's take a break, come back, and wrap things up. I think Justin is on the road at...
Royal Glass.
Mm.
I was going to say, there was another former college quarterback that transitioned to wide receiver with the Browns, Terrell Pryor. He had a pretty
Ohio
decent career
State.
As a wide receiver.
He did.
And if he didn't play in that Sugar Bowl game, Arkansas wins by three touchdowns.
He played some quarterback for the Raiders, not very well,
and then went
to the Browns.
Gotcha.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, we hadn't talked much about... We'll come back, Mitch, and just... I think we said... Neal went 99th, went the third round for the Razorbacks. And then you had Washington went in the fourth round of the Raiders.
Carmona
went fifth round to Titans. Is that right?
Yep.
And then you had Taylor Green to the Cleveland, huh?
Sorry,
went undrafted.
He went undrafted.
I
think they had four guys. Okay. Cam Ball didn't get drafted, right?
No, he went to the Colts in free agency.
Yeah. I think they had four guys that were free agent guys. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up 10 till 10.
One.
One day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org/events. That's obi.org/events. Experience the unmistakable difference today at D3 Auto Sales in Des Arc. D3 Auto Sales is your home for quality used trucks, SUVs, and cars from all the top brands, specializing in unique custom lifted and leveled used trucks, including four-wheel drives. And this commitment to excellence extends to their full-service 10-bay service department as well. Also looking to trade in or sell your vehicle? D3 Auto always pays top dollar for your pre-owned vehicle. D3AutoSales.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Timco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME. It's the service after the sale.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. The race for the Triple Crown begins, and you can bet the Kentucky Derby on FanDuel, where you can already bet on all your other favorite sports in addition to the Kentucky Derby. Right now, all customers get a Derby bet reset when you bet on the Kentucky Derby. That means you'll get racing bonus back if your bet doesn't win. The app is super easy to use, and you don't have to be a horse racing expert to get in on the Derby Day action. So bet the fastest 2 minutes in sports on the FanDuel app, powered by Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks are registered trademarks of Churchill Downs Incorporated. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Verified FD racing account required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 9 days after receipt. Max refund $10 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Right, 9:55. I apologize for not being up to date on the text line. I just, it's really, really difficult on my phone to get everything. By the way, I mentioned Jeff Gross down in Jefferson County. He was there Monty Coleman was there at the induction last year. He was in a wheelchair, received a huge standing ovation at the end of the night. I thought that was the case, just trying to remember. So I'm glad he got recognition there last
great
year.
Great Arkansan, great yeah. American.
Let's see if Justin is there. Justin, are you there?
Yes, what's up, dudes? How we doing?
Hey, talking obviously a lot about Monty Coleman and yeah. UCA. We were debating the greatest player to ever come out of UCA as far as just accomplishments at the next level.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. 16 years for Washington, pretty darn impressive.
Yep, absolutely. He's an all-time guy. I mean, I really knew him more through his UAPB days.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, he would come on with us, you know, at least once a year every year. So he was such a great gentleman. Always fun to talk to him. And like a lot of the great coaches around the state, he would be a great life coach, I think, for a lot of people as well. So he will certainly be missed and remembered well.
I was wondering, we were talking about, you always get the debate about statues up in Fayetteville. At UCA, would you go Scottie Pippen statue and Monty Coleman statue?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I suppose. I mean, they named the court after him, so, I mean, that's a pretty big honor, but
yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, not Monty, but obviously Scotty, so I don't know. That's a good question.
How was the weekend?
It was good. Just watched a lot of baseball and some basketball and had a 40th birthday party. Not mine. I wish it was. So we had a big weekend, but yeah, it was good. Glad to get on and hit this week. So we're on the road. We're in Royal, Arkansas at it says Royal Windows and Siding on the door, and the website is Royal Windows, but Royal Home Improvement, because they do so much more than just windows and siding. So
sure.
We're going to talk about that. But they've got a deal going on right now we'll talk about coming up. Bob is going to join us as well, so we'll talk to him coming up about the weekend. A little disappointing. I hate to say it. You win 2 out of 3. That should be good enough to make you happy. But against
Missouri,
a team like Missouri. It isn't.
Yeah.
You didn't do it in dominating fashion either.
That's right. You one of the games.
Yeah. I mean, I think Arkansas, I think we kind of got a feel for what they are. I mean, that's just who they are now. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're still better than Missouri, but that was disappointing a little bit. And the way they lost the last game, too.
Ugly. Yeah.
But anyway, I looked at their RPI this morning. They really didn't slip much. So it didn't really hurt them overall. So I think they're in about the same position they were in. So we'll talk about that a little bit with him and tell you what's going on here, and then we'll talk about, you know, NBA, softball, all the other things.
Chuck, enjoyed it, buddy.
Great time today.
Roger will be back tomorrow, but always a good time. Appreciate your go by. If you don't have a church home, Pinnacle Church of Christ is a great place to be, and a lot of great folks there. And you got this guy preaching to you
Sunday.
Christian, well done on the board.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Roger will be back tomorrow, and we're glad you've been with us. And don't go away. Zone's up next.
Oaklawn is here for when you want non-stop racing and non-stop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun.